little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Hey, all right, welcome back, Shot Games Podcast, episode 113. Well, another shenanigans here with us today, but more of a serious note right now. We want to start off with this podcast is that we want to say rest in peace to Bob, Mr. Bob Hastings, who passed away earlier today. He was the voice of Commissioner Jim Gordon from the original Batman animated series back in the early 90s, if you guys remember. He also did a lot of the cartoon movies too as well, and I don't know if you guys, for our older subscribers, you know, listeners, if you guys seen Mikhail's Navy, he was actually in that movie. I was back in what,
TV series.
Yeah, TV series back in 1960s. I was seeing the movie back then, but no. Now, of course, he was in Mikhail's Navy. He was in a lot of the Batman animated series back in the 90s.
Pretty much anything in the 90s to 2000s that was had Batman in it or crossover, including like Static Shock and
wow,
Superman
Jack
Adventures.
And Dexter for the video games as well. Batman Vengeance, I'll get another fun video game right there.
He was in Gotham Girls, which was a TV series. He reprised the role as James Gordon in that.
Wow. He was in he was in the Shadow Force back in 92, Major Dad, another TV series right there.
Murder, She Wrote, Remington Steele.
Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard.
Trapper John M.D., which was another TV series.
Trapper John M.D.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was in this on and on. If you guys want to look what other movies he was on or what kind of shows, voice acting he was on, just go ahead and go to IMDb and just go ahead and type in his name.
General Hospital, Three's Company.
Jesus.
Incredible Hulk.
What?
He played Earl.
Crazy.
Wonder Woman.
Don't tell me he played Wonder Woman. That's what to say. Sorry, man.
He played George on the episode of Date with Doomsday, and he played the Gatekeeper on the Pied Piper episodes.
Not bad.
He also did some voices on Challenge of the Super Friends.
Awesome.
Wow.
He also did Black Sheep Squadron.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. All these people are passing away, you know.
Rockford Files. Well, you know, we're in that Ironside. We're in that age bracket right now where we grew up with people that were doing shows from way back in the day up through, you know, currently. New Scooby-Doo movies. He was in those ones, too.
Really?
Then 73 New Scooby-Doo movie series.
He was in Adam 12, the TV series back in the late 60s.
Yes, that one, yeah. I remember, that's actually still on TV these days.
I don't know.
Emergency. The Strange Monster of Strawberry Cove.
Green Acres, Marriage of a Young Stockbroker. Wow. This is a very impressive list that he's been on, so.
Yeah, I mean, you've got everything from Hogan's Heroes even.
Superboy, back in 1966.
Oh, wow. Sure, I've seen that one, but I don't recall it. Twilight Zone, even.
Oh, typical.
Who hasn't been on Gunsmoke?
So, give out to our condolences out to the family.
Captain Video and his Video Rangers.
What? Is that the one with the...
I don't know, but that was like his first gig.
Never mind. Anyway, as I said earlier today, right now before Wayne interrupted me, Mike, our condolences go out to Mr. Bob Hastings and his family. May he rest in peace. Alright, so on that, moving away from that somber note, it's been one of those semi-slow week for us here.
A little bit.
Yeah, you know, we're 2 weeks away from Comic-Con. We are 1 week. Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. As a video game fanatic, as a fighting game, the member of a fighting game community, we are 1 week away from Evo 2K14. It's going to be hosted in Las Vegas next week. Unfortunately, George and I are not going to be there, but I'm going to be streaming as always. So it should be fun. And of course, shout out to Jay Snyder, aka Viscount, here from San Diego, who's actually voted in for commentary for I believe during the Evo tournament for Marvel's Capcom 3 Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3 so
nice.
Keep the purity in pure the best you can, Jay. I know for a fact people's gonna ring your balls up like what I do every Monday night. I hope Killer Kai goes in there. If not, hey, you also got IFC Yipes to help you have a good time and whatnot. So yeah. So let's see, what have we been playing this week? Well, for me, I've still been playing a lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest. I'm still trying to level up. They actually, the newest patch, they upped up the level from 80, from maxing out to 85, so I go like on my Wolverine or Thor to like level 94. So nice. Anyways, the level up maybe 8 levels, give or take. And let's see, I've been playing a lot more Ultimate Street Fighter 4. Can you turn off your phone? Moron. Achievement, being an idiot.
Yeah, at least I can get achievements on my phone.
Oh.
Doesn't say anything about your life, right, Wayne? Anywho, back, not torturing Wayne's personal life anymore. An Ultimate Street Fighter 4, still working on that too as well. A little bit of an Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3. I'm focusing more on Street Fighter side now. I don't know why, but I am. Let's see. Other than that, I've been playing a lot more, a lot of classic games, as I am as a classic 8-bit player. I've been playing Duck Hunt.
Nice.
I want to shoot that damn dog. We can't. And I've been playing a lot of Super Mario World 1 and 2 for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Been fun. This and that. Yes. I still got to play Mario World 3. So, we're waiting after I beat the second one. Alright, so, what do you got for the less boring part, Mr. Non-Achiever?
Yeah, I got about 5 achievements so far today. A lot from Guacamelee. I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay, I just touched your hair. It feels so violated.
Yeah, so I got Guacamelee now. I've been playing that one. That's one of the free games this month on Xbox One. I'm playing some more Avengers Alliance, Facebook, Doctor Who, Legacy, Transformers Legends, that kind of stuff. Of course, because that's just easy to pick up and play once in a while.
As long as you have a smartphone, you can play anything you want.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, a little bit more of the Transformers Universe beta. More Plants vs. Zombies.
So how's the beta coming along?
It's interesting. I had to stop and put it down because I gotta get used to the controls. I don't offer the option for a gamepad yet. So
like, no. Who the hell uses a gamepad playing on a PC game?
Yeah, a lot of us do. Makes things easier.
No, it's not. Do you see that what Microsoft did? Gamepad versus controller? Gamepad versus keyboard?
Keyboard, yeah.
You know who won?
Keyboard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
18-1.
Yeah.
Without even trying. And these are pro MLG players.
Yep.
On both sides. So
I know.
Give me the heads up on that.
I'm just more comfortable with the controller. But yeah. Frank. Guacamelee, talk about a fun yet kind of wondering how it got through some of the legal department in terms of how stereotypical it is. It's basically all set in Mexico, essentially, although they don't really call it Mexico. They don't really specify. But you play a young man who is basically not very popular because, you know, he's not a luchador. He's not a, you know, Mexican wrestler there.
Racist.
But he ends up in a position where the El Presidente's daughter is kidnapped, who surprisingly, she actually likes him at this point before anything happens. They don't really explain it. She's kidnapped and the family's kidnapped, the town's in ruins and so forth by this evil guy, and who was like back from the dead or something, because it's all through a Day of the Dead celebration kind of thing is when it's taking place.
Yeah,
yeah, right. But anyways, he goes after her, ends up basically in some weird other alternate reality kind of place, gets a mask, becomes a superhero, you know, luchador, you know, whatever, wrestler kind of guy, and he starts going after them all. It's actually a two-player co-op game if you want to play it two-op. or you can play it single player. But you will run into a lot of stereotypical things. You run into, well, it's basically comes across as like a Mexican soap opera. Everything from just about anything you can think of, you get into a scenario. There's some kind of innuendo, just like you do in the soap operas. I mean, it's you've got the evil bad girl trying to go after the good guy, going after the bad boy at the same time, kind of thing. It's just crazy, but it's actually kind of fun. It's a platformer. It is really fun, but you get things like get to one town and you meet a woman and she doesn't have the ingredients to make her enchilada, her grand enchilada. So you have to help her find ingredients and bring them back. I'm still missing the chili peppers, but I got the cheese, the beans, and the tortillas. Before that, I ran into the lady that had the beans, and she's like, I just got this big harvest of beans, and I don't know what to do with them all. I was like, what? Hilarious. Also ran into members of a mariachi band. They're missing a member, and I have to find the missing member.
Must be in jail.
I don't know, but it's hilarious. You get these little things that are just kind of hilarious. It's like, I don't know if this is right or not, but it's funny, you know? This game is not politically correct, I will tell you that. But it is fun. It's very challenging. You have your basic controls of, you know, rolling to avoid attacks. Roll left or right based on the right stick. X to punch, A to jump, and then you've got Y to throw, and then B becomes a special rooster punch. You get the jump.
What?
Up. Yep.
You're stupid.
Yeah, actually, one of my side quests so far was going into a house and beating up the roosters so I can put them back in their cage.
Wow.
Right?
You gonna make, what, enchiladas off of that, or what?
No, I just got some extra coins from doing that. I haven't found a Home Depot yet, though. So I guess there is that. I don't know, man. This is just... It's fun, but it's just like, wow. No. Very challenging on some of the gameplay types, because you actually have little portals, kind of like in Portal, but not quite the same, where it switches you from one... reality of the world you're, or the stage you're in, to another. Uh-huh. within that screen, and you actually have to use that to navigate through it, because it'll bring up walls or remove walls as you move. In some cases, you have to jump onto a wall and jump back and forth and actually hit those just right to move across the platform without falling into the water or whatever.
Awesome.
Very fun. Very All fun. Right. Definitely worth playing if you want a challenge.
That's a nice challenge then, right, Wayne? We'll see how it is, so...
And when I got through the first temple in the second town, the evil lady comes up and she's standing there, and she's like, sorry, man, your princess is in another castle.
A spoof to the classic Mario games.
And then she continues on with the statement that she's basically mad and upset because... her evil boyfriend, if you want to call it that, I don't know if they really specify, but because he's the one that kidnapped the princess, so she's upset that he's with the kidnapped princess.
Okay. So
very, very soap opera-y.
All right, so we'll see the rest of it on the next podcast. So so we got the news today here, Wayne.
Well, let's start with Horizon 2, which will feature a Kinect-enabled digital assistant.
So pretty much your favorite mode, huh? On how to cheat, huh, Wayne?
Well, I don't know how that's gonna work exactly, but it'll be an onboard digital assistant known as Anna. It'll work as like a GPS. It'll you know, obviously voice commands. You can tell it to set your destination.
So what's the name of it? Anna?
Anna, yeah.
Anna, find me pizza. Anna, find me beer. Anna, find me strip club. What? Really? No.
So it's going to be kind of like the original assistant in and Forza that really didn't do anything for you. Just this one's actually Kinect enabled. It'll be able to track progress. You'll be able to tell, you want to ask like, what should I do next? And Anna will sit there and tell you, hey, you know, you got friends doing this, or you got a race over here, kind of thing.
So it's pretty much Anna's your own personal secretary then.
Yeah, you know, I agree. It's not gonna have the head tracking like in Forza 5.
That should be a fun
which
thing
I
to
really
do.
Don't really care for.
Liar.
But they do say that the connecting double system is going to be very intelligent and will suggest things to do in the game and give you a recap when you return to the games. It'll alert you when friends are online, that sort of thing. So, yeah, sounds kind of cool.
Can't wait for that one to show up then, right?
Yeah. And then also on the side of Forza 5.
Yes.
Well, the monthly DLC just came out.
You won't believe what it is. It's a white GMC Astro van.
Yes. The same van used in the A-Team.
Oh, actually, okay. Well, it's white.
It's actually part of the Hot Wheels car pack.
actually, yeah, it's the GMC, what was it? The, let's see, it's the GMC Bandura?
G5 1500, yeah.
No, that's not bad. So there's also below is a list of 10 new cars, including today's Hot Wheels car pictures. And, the top 10 is pretty much, of course, the GNC, of course. Number 9 is Ford XB Falcon GT in 1973, which is a real nice car. Number 8 is a 1956 Ford F100, a 2015 Audi S3 sedan, a 1952 Ferrari 375. Wow, they have some good stuff over here.
Oh, yeah.
2013 Mazda number 7 Andretti Autosport USF 2000. So pretty much a race, yeah. A race prep Mazda. You also got a Lotus Type 49, which is a really cool car, classic too as well. Audi Auto Union Type D, never heard of that.
That's an old 1939 car. That's a beauty car.
My favorite car, 1974 Celica GT. And of course, you also got a Lockdown to play as well. Not really Lockdown, but a 2013 Lamborghini Veneno.
Very close.
It is the same car, you moron.
Well, you know the one the movie's got customization to it, so.
Oh, as in the fat, flat black paint? No, you can actually get that from the factory.
I understood that they actually did some modifications to it, but.
Flat black paint, you can get that from the factory.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that's another release for Forza 5.
You know somebody's gonna have that paint scheme for the A-Team real quick.
I'm counting on that.
I'm going to have to see if I can find it now.
I pity the fool. No, we'll save that last. We'll save that last, moron. Alrighty, so a new study playing as a terrorist in games can increase moral sensitivity. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Talk about moral support going down to... Wow.
Yeah, so the new study is published in the academic journal Cyber Psychology, Behavior, and Social Networking. It has found a connection between violent and immoral acts in video games and increased guilt and sympathy in the player. So, kind of interesting on that
okay,
one.
Okay, I can kind of feel it, you know? Just like, okay, say, Force Unleashed 1 and 2. Do I go after the good guys? Do I kill the bad guys? You know, do I want to be good? Do I want to be bad? You know, it's kind of like the dilemma thing. Well, yeah, I could kind of see
well,
that.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on, you know...
Or like the bad ending for
Well, it's like you remember Call of Duty, Mech, when we actually played the bad guy and going through the airport terminal, right?
Yes. No Russian.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah. Now almost everybody that played that game kind of felt bad playing that character going through that mission.
Because you're actually killing people.
Yeah, and that's what they're finding here. It's the same thing is. You know, when you do that kind of thing, you're feeling kind of bad about it. You're feeling some guilt.
Not me, especially in that level. No Russians. I was killing everyone. I'm sorry to say, but man, who the hell wants to do that? You can't do that in real life. It's the worst thing to do. But you know what? There's a video game that actually can do it for you. Play it.
Yeah. There's in general, you know.
Yeah, I know. But still, yeah.
Most people, you know, feel bad about that kind of thing.
Yeah. Alright, so what do we got here right now? Okay, well, this is going off to the PlayStation guys. The PlayStation 4 controller now works wirelessly with the PlayStation 3. So, I don't know why they're doing this. I guess they want to phase out the PlayStation 3 controller slowly.
I'm guessing that's probably the biggest thing, cut costs back. You know?
Yeah, so this is launched back in November of last year, Sony made a DualShock 4 controller compatible with the PlayStation 3. If it's plugged in via USB, the USB charger cable, with the recent release of the update of the 4.6 to the PlayStation 3, you can now use the DualShock 4 wirelessly. So, okay.
Yeah. The things that won't work, though, is the PlayStation button, the vibration, the 6-axis tilt controls. But you can turn on the PS3 using the DualShock 4's PlayStation button. So, kind of interesting. I'm sure they'll update firmware and stuff
not
as
bad.
We go.
Yeah, typical. You know, Sony how leaks stuff out and everything. Here we go. Of course, who remembers LeVar Burton? Hey, come on. You guys are going to miss Mr. LaForge. LeVar Burton's Reading Rainbow Kickstarter closes with about $5.4 million. Now it's coming to the Xbox and PlayStation. So this is pretty cool. The stuff that we grew up in with Wayne, I mean, especially LeVar Burton's Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
It was actually a fun show back, you know, fun thing to do back in the days. The reason why they started it is because kids these days doesn't have that type of thing to do. A lot of things to do is like all, everything to do, a lot of things now we're meant to do is through the internet and also our, you know, social media stuff and whatnot, you know, PlayStation, Xbox, we might as well do it through there then too. So this is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting because you actually have Seth MacFarlane who's actually going to match every dollar contributed.
So pretty much he's going to donate another $5.4 million.
So, let's see, it's every dollar above the $4 million will be doubled or matched.
There you go.
So that's not bad. I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, it's going to come to Xbox, PlayStation. They're looking at trying to get it on mobile devices. Things like Apple TV, Roku, Kindle Fire TV.
Oh, yeah. And, like, downloadable apps, too, as well. I mean, hey.
Yeah.
It's what we grew up in. You know, I kind of want my future niece and nephews to actually read about this. This is, you know, pretty awesome things.
Yep. About 100,000 people have contributed, which is pretty cool.
All right. So feel free to take this one, Wayne.
Nintendo has come forward saying they have ideas for new 3DS Legend of Zelda game. So we don't really, they're not really giving us, you know, remake.
Give us a remake of Link to the Past. That's what I'm hoping for. But it's never gonna happen.
No, that game is pretty much solid the way it is. I mean, they could bring it to the 3DS.
Just remake it. Moron.
Well, I mean, yeah, they not, could do not, do a little better graphics or something on it, but yeah. But man. Basically, yeah, they've got stuff in hand for Zelda. You know, Wii U coming out pretty soon. But the 3DS is where they really got some creativity flowing, apparently.
Yes.
I mean, this last game, Link Between Worlds, was just epic.
That was a fun game. I'm actually gonna pick up one later, but not right now. All right. So for all the Gears of War veterans, like. Gears of War players like myself and Wayne. I remember how the veteran developer Cliffy B
mm-hmm.
went to retirement. Well, that was like maybe 6-8 months ago, give or take, plus or minus a couple of days, weeks here and there. Well, he's coming out of retirement. Yes, he came out of retirement. So pretty much, yeah. Cliffy B, you know, he shared a link to a countdown clock on his Twitter, presumably testing when we'll be hearing from him, you know, from new projects and whatnot. So the countdown comes to an end at 9 a.m. Pacific on July 8th. So
we're getting close.
And we are like 5 days away.
Less come on, come away. On, be a new Jazz Jackrabbit.
You're an idiot. Next.
Hey, that was an awesome game.
That's true, and you know still. It. Alright, this is well, okay, since you're not a player of this. Longtime Blizzard chief, you know, head honcho chief for Blizzard is leaving the Warcraft and Diablo studios. So, this is pretty much a huge hit for Warcraft and also Diablo 2 as well. Warcraft is a great game, also Diablo as well. Diablo is one of my favorites of all time. You know, every ending is a beginning, where the creative officer Rob Proto says in the farewell address. So, what's he gonna do? We don't know. Where he's gonna go with? We don't know. It's one of those things that I guess he got tired of it. It was almost 20 years, what, 17 years at Blizzard, so it's kind of time for him to move on.
Yep.
Yeah, any news on that one? Looking forward to any challenges in his career, but you know,
who knows what's going on. You know, these guys will move between companies periodically. He spent 17 years at Blizzard, which is pretty sweet, you know.
So you know, that means he's going to pull a Cliffy B?
Matt, who knows? Who knows?
Alrighty, so this is a very baffling report. So, okay, how do you define yourself for an entry? Well, you know, for someone, you know, goes in your house unwanted, you know, grabs some things and whatnot. So a report saying that a man subdues an intruder using a possible video game gun.
Yep.
So what do you think this would be? The actual gun for Nintendo, or is it one of those
Well, it hasn't been confirmed, but they're saying it was likely the fake gun was likely from a video game. This was a 24-year-old Pittsburgh man.
Smart.
Yeah.
For the gentleman, if you guys read about this, haven't read about it, if you guys can find out some more info for us, leave it on our Facebook page. So give us a heads up on that, please. I'm more interested about this. You know how to stop a robbery using a video game gun.
Yeah. Awesome. So someone knocked on his door asking for a person he didn't know. He felt threatened, and then pulled out the prop gun or the game gun, whatever you want to call it. They keep the intruder at bay until police came on the scene. It's not clear, what game it was, but, there's plenty of ones out there, from Cabela's hunting games to, you know, Nintendo's Wii Zapper and so forth.
Also, the Time Crisis 3 gun back in the PlayStation 3 days.
Yeah. Or if you're like me, you're going to grab the Gears of War
You're an idiot. That's not going to...
I don't know, man.
I would actually grab that batarang of yours in the corner, and I would just, like, you know, hey, come through here, see what happens.
You know, with that Lancer, though, if you're in low lighting and you rev that thing up, man.
But it's not going to sound the same.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not going to sound as a real chainsaw.
It's pretty close.
No, it's not. You're not going to have that vibration feel. Yeah. You're going to fake it going, ah! So, anywho, for that person that actually did that, props for the people that's actually, you know, thinking about, oh, guns is bad. Yeah, but for the people that has like a lot of, you know, video game guns like myself and Wayne, keep it in the corner in front of your door, near your door. See what happens from there.
Yeah, I have a real shotgun for that.
Yeah, I got a real .45. So, you know, that's a whole nother story for our personal lives. So, well, that's it for the news this week. So, Wayne, we got Anime Expo coming up this coming weekend after July 4th. Oh, by the way, everybody, happy 4th of July.
Yes.
Be safe. Don't drink. Don't drive. If you're going to drink... play beer pong. It'll
be responsible.
Be responsible. If you're gonna
if you're in California, don't play with the fireworks, because we already have too many fires going.
Yeah, we have one coming. What, in Banning earlier today?
Wait, it's going on right now. It's only 15% contained. That's just above Julian there. That's a nasty place to get a fire.
Hey, remember Banning back in the old marching band days?
Yep.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, okay. Anyway, that's
yeah, you know how hot it gets out there. It's not a good place for a fire.
Yeah, it's very, very windy overall. So, as I said, we are 2 weeks away from Comic-Con. We are a week away from EVO 2K13. We are several days away... 2K14. We are several days away from Anime Expo and up in Anaheim. So, for all the people that are going, you guys have fun. I really wish I could go. I'm gonna try to make it as best I can. If not, well, sucks to be me. I'll probably go there next year with our new how can I say this? Our new, well, not really new, but our incoming new commentator here. That's what, in August. But yeah, most likely we'll have fun over there. Any other news that you wanna throw in, Wayne? Bazinga!
Oh my!
Never mind.
You know,
let's see what we got here. So there's the news over here. Comic Con International is sold out. Wow, took you guys long enough.
Yeah, it's definitely.
I noticed
sold
the covers were giving away a pair of single day passes. So our local news here in San Diego is giving out single day passes.
Mm-hmm.
So on July 7th.
There's gonna be a couple art galleries going on downtown.
Yes,
for some,
the Chuck Jones gallery.
Chuck Jones.
That would be fun.
If you guys don't know
who Chuck Jones is, Google it. Chuck Jones Gallery. You'll be surprised.
Once you pull up the first artwork for him, it's like, oh, I know who this is.
yes.
Or you should.
And I said, for all the people that wants to enjoy Comic-Con, but yet doesn't have pass to go inside the convention center, there's a lot more things to do outside of the convention center instead of being, you know, crowd surfing inside there. There's... What the hell? Did I just see... Okay. The picture we're looking at here right now... Sorry, folks. Going at a...
Woo!
Subject over here. We see a cop looking at his... out through his car. And there's a box raised with a stick that's, you know, keeping it upright. On the side says, free donut.
Or donuts underneath.
Donuts. Yeah, well, free donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a makeshift trap.
I can't get out! So, as we said before we all got totally distracted, thanks, Wayne, there's a lot more stuff to do outside Comic-Con, especially, you know, near everywhere in downtown. You'll see cosplayers walking around, people walking around, stars, like movie stars walking around. There's also, what do you call that, Chuck Jones Gallery. There's also other galleries going through there.
Yeah, there's a few others related to him that are going to be going on the same place.
There's also
going
to be the Walking Dead Escape at Petco Park, mm-hmm. I believe on Saturday, which I'm not going to be able to make it. And also there's also the Zombie Walk on Friday around 4 or 5 in the afternoon. It's going to stop at the Gas Network in front of the convention center. So if you guys haven't seen that, feel free to walk around, take pictures, say hi. That's all the shenanigans right there.
Yep. Some good stuff going on. I think that's about it for the news there.
Yeah, I know. So that's about it for us this week. Again, make sure to check out our Facebook page. Like us, share us, leave us comments. You know, say hi to us. Say, Wayne, please do cut your hair. Never mind. Feel free to check out our website for pretty much nearly a lot of updates every time we get...
Oh, you know what we didn't mention?
What?
We saw a movie the other night.
Yes.
We did.
Yes. Feel free to say it, Wayne. It wasn't a date. He just invited me.
Yeah, it was a decent movie.
I can't say, you know, no to a free movie.
I'm just drawing a blank on the name all of a sudden.
Deliver Us from Evil.
There you go.
You're an idiot.
I don't know why, but it just went right out of my head.
And yeah, we saw, you know, an early screening for it. It came out. It's coming out this Friday, right?
I believe so.
Which is tomorrow. Happy 4th of July yet again. And it's a fun movie. It's a fictional movie.
It's a fictional movie based off of supposed true story of New York police officers accounting of events.
Pretty much demonic possession, exorcism. So they kind of twisted around in the not really twisted around, but gave it their own type of thing going on there. So yeah, it was for me out of 5 stars. I give it about a solid four. Especially just some good, you know, jumps up and down right there. You have Eric Bana as the main character.
They did a good job on the acting. The suspense was there, but it really didn't really do anything on the horror side.
Yeah, it's more just jump.
Yeah.
Well, horror, you have to describe it what horror is.
True. This is just the old classic, you know, put something in your face that looks somewhat kind of scary suddenly without, you know, warning and hope you jump.
Yeah, so...
We're from the 80s. We're used to that.
It's the actual gore of George A. Romero.
The real stuff.
You know, when we say George A. Romero, you'll know what it is.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so nothing more news from there, Wayne. So I guess
I'm trying to think, but nothing popping up.
So keep looking at our website. We got, you know, articles up every day or every other day. And yeah, so again, this is Fidel, and of course we got Wayne right here on my side. We are twoshotsofgeek.com. We're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Ding! Let's go. See what I did there?